I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Eric?
No troubles on the freeway in Utah County, northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes drive time, another 20 minutes to get to downtown Salt Lake City. Heather?
We have a report of a crash on the on-ramp from 5600 West to go on I-80 heading east. Haven't seen any delays in that area, so you shouldn't have any problems there. Everybody else traveling at speed if you're on a freeway, and no other delays on any city streets throughout the Salt Lake Valley. UDOT Construction Alert, plan for a long-term closure of 7200 South in Midvale. Westbound 7200 South is closed from I-15 to 700 West through mid-November as part of a road widening project. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll look for a high today of 55 degrees, warming to 60 tomorrow. But it is, what we talk about from time to time, the warm before the storm. 20 degrees cooler than that for highs on Sunday, and about a 40% chance we'll see rain, and the overnight lows dipping down to below the freezing mark, actually as low as 24 degrees Monday morning, would mean rain and rain mixed with snow. It's 34 degrees downtown to start this hour.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 10 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 23rd day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes. Right now in Salt Lake City, as we mentioned, 34 degrees. Our top story this hour.
Emergency traffic conditions.
We're following that situation in Davis County where UDOT is still cleaning up after a tractor-trailer fire earlier this morning. The freeway shut down southbound at Park Lane. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest. Mary?
Shut down for a couple more hours, too. It's been going on since just after midnight when that report of a truck on fire southbound I-15 near Park Lane. UDOT spokesman Zach Whitney says there is a big cleanup still going on.
As I understand, this truck was carrying some frozen food, so there's a fair amount of cleanup that is going to be involved with that type of an incident. Crews are still cleaning up right now.
And they have to evaluate the damages to the pavement after that. Whitney says the freeway will be closed southbound until at least 10 this morning, but that could change. Live Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Andy Farnsworth is in the KSL Traffic Center with more on the long delays getting through Davis County. Safe to say that frozen food is thawed out, huh?
Yeah, probably. It was on fire after all, but people are waiting a long time, Tim. It is as ugly as it gets, and it's just the worst spot to have it, too, because it leaves you with so few alternate options. Right now, Highway 89 is the main alternate to go between Layton and Farmington, and that's, of course, begun to stack up. Now, people who live in Ogden or who are coming out of northern Weber County, they don't want even to get into that, so they've been splitting off to I-84. Now we've got a mile of delay on I-84 coming up on the Highway 89 exit. If you're south on I-15 and you pass Hillfield Road, you're looking at 90 minutes to maybe as much as 2 hours before you're finally forced off the freeway and onto Legacy Parkway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll get another update on I-15 through Davis County in about 3 minutes, and then a full check of triple team traffic and weather together, of course, at 8:09, and every 10 minutes after that on Utah's Morning News.
Your voice, your vote, the presidential debates.
Both sides claiming victory after a more productive debate that included exchanges on everything from the pandemic to the influence from foreign money. ABC's Andrew Dimbert begins our team coverage from ABC News.
The coronavirus dominating the debate. Biden slamming the president, accusing him of not taking it seriously.
I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does.
He says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it.
Both candidates painting different pictures of the pandemic. On the economy, again, the virus was the focus.
It's his ineptitude that caused the country to have to shut down in large part.
I want to open the schools. We have to open our country.
Andrew Dimbert, ABC News, New York.
The candidates were asked about the environment. Joe Biden said he wanted to limit and regulate pollutants, and President Trump challenged him.
Would you close down the
oil industry? By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I will transition. It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly. Oh.
The two did trade jabs on the role of foreign money in their personal business dealings. Our team coverage from ABC News continues now with Marcy Gonzalez.
President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden facing off for their second and final debate.
You were getting a lot of money from Russia. They were paying you a lot of money, and they probably still are.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact, is talking about me taking money.
This debate a contrast to the last, with contentious but far less chaotic exchanges.
One more important note about today. It's your last day to register to vote online and to request a mail-in ballot here in the state. The deadline for both is 5 o'clock tonight. If you don't get it done, Utah law does allow you to register to vote at the polls on Election Day. All mail-in ballots have to be postmarked the day before the election, or you'll have to drop it off in person at a polling station on Election Day. The Kearns High School football team is the latest to have to miss the playoffs. They reached the threshold of COVID cases on the team to have to forfeit. They were number five seed in the 6A playoffs. Kearns High also reached the threshold for 15 positive cases, so they will switch to distant learning for the next couple of weeks. Early in the pandemic, airlines tried to ease travelers' worries by leaving those middle seats open, but that's changing. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says Southwest will be filling those middle seats for flights starting in December.
USA Today reports Southwest announced that change in its quarterly earnings call with investors. United and American are already selling middle seats. Only Delta and Alaska Airlines are still limiting the number of seats they're selling. Southwest customers who've already booked flights in December and beyond can get a refund if they're not comfortable sitting next to a middle seat passenger. Passengers will still have to wear masks, even though studies of airflow in commercial airline cabins have shown the risk of transmitting coronavirus in an airliner is low. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 8:15 on KSL, I'll have the latest on the largest wildfires in Colorado state history. And, of course, in 2 minutes, we check your Triple Team traffic.
Delays, huge delays through Davis County, southbound I-15, late into Farmington, Highway 89, and even delays on I-84 as a result. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:07.
It's not just all the bankruptcies, unpaid bills, and delinquent taxes strung across the country.
Or Burgess Owens' ties to QAnon, his plagiarism, or his questionable payment of charitable funds to himself and family.
Just as troubling is Mr. Owens' views on the issues.
Burgess Owens wants to disband the Department of Education, costing Utah schools millions and ending all federal scholarships and loans.
Owens said he'd repeal health care for thousands of Utah families, ending guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Burgess even supports nuclear weapons testing in Utah, exposing us again to radioactive fallout.
Burgess Owens isn't from Utah, doesn't understand Utah, doesn't even own a home in Utah. He's just using Utah.
Burgess Owens just can't be trusted with our kids' education, our health, or our money.
I'm Ben McAdams, a candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Ben McAdams.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra mega back to school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy. Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC laptops, desktop, or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
Triple Team Emergency Traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. There is not much left of that tractor trailer, is there?
No, they're scooping it up and putting it in the back of a dump truck right now, what's left of it. But looks like they've still got a ways to go. Again, the estimate is not going to reopen until 10 a.m. right now. That's the estimate we've got. Delays on I-15 start at Hillfield Road. And if you don't exit the freeway somewhere, you're looking at almost 2 hours of wait time before you'll finally be forced onto Legacy Parkway anyway. Highway 89 still a good alternate route. You'll wait in delays on I-84 coming up on the exit to 89. And your thickest traffic going south is between Antelope Drive and 200 North in Kaysville. Again, that's Highway 89, but that's still better than I-15. Eric?
On the northbound side, approaching downtown Salt Lake, things look pretty good. The normal travel times through Utah and Salt Lake counties down in Utah County. Seeing a little bit more congestion over on Lehigh's Main Street. That's SR-73 as you approach Saratoga Road in both directions. But that's about it. Heather?
Not a whole lot of problems through the Salt Lake Valley. You do have a few areas of congestion on SR-36 at Lake Point. Occasionally, I see brake lights on the 201 freeway near 7200 West. But overall, a great drive on the east and west side belt routes and the city streets. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at a Diamond Rental near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen Van Dyke, we've got kind of a cool start to the morning out there.
For today, partly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Then tonight, mostly clear down to 39. Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, highs in the low 60s before the next front hits Saturday night. And that will bring in a chance for showers and a big drop in temperature Sunday with a high of 40. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 34 degrees downtown. As I mentioned, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be checking in with ABC's Clayton Sandell. These wildfires in Colorado, really something. And fingers are crossed that the colder air and maybe some precipitation will help slow down what turned out to be the biggest fires in Colorado history. We'll talk about it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for starting your day with me. Tim Hughes here. Amanda Dixon with The Morning Off on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. This hour of Utah's Morning News, sponsored by our good friends at Durden's in Bountiful, and that means Todd Hall is with us this morning. Todd, good morning.
Good morning.
I love the energy. You know, with all the things that we can talk about that have gone wrong with this pandemic, I prefer to focus on the things that have gone right. And one of the things that's gone right is the opportunity for savings on things like appliances actually have been stretched out for a longer period of time.
They have, you know, and we're finding people are wanting to, we're spending more time at home and we're wanting to make them nicer. And it's a great time to start a remodel project. We're the Black Friday and Thanksgiving rebates are already open, and they're going to be good from now through the end of November.
We should tell everybody, and we try to mention this when we have you on, that your store hours have changed a little bit because of the pandemic. You're taking a little extra time to sanitize and make sure everyone is safe.
Right. We're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. But we do shut down the store, spray everything down, sanitize. We want to make sure that people have a safe and comfortable shopping experience. And we're offering full service delivery, full service install, taking all the precautions we can.
Is the supply chain holding up for you right now?
We have in stock in any category. We have something in every category that we can immediately deliver. Now, if you have a particular model, particular color in mind, we can always order that. That may have an extended lead time. And we're finding between us and really everybody out there, we are dealing with extended manufacturer lead times. And unfortunately, that's probably going to continue through the first half of next year.
Yeah, but boy, these rebates, you don't want to pass on the opportunity with GE, Bosch, or some of the others, do you?
Oh, no. GE is still offering up to $2,000 of rebates on GE Profile and Cafe packages and up to $4,500 on Monogram packages. Bosch, up to $1,500 of rebates. And as much as we'd like to see you right away, take your time because these rebates are going to be good through November 30th. So plan it according to your schedule.
And by the way, Durden's will always look up the price of every national chain and give you the lowest price. So tell them where to find you.
We're at Fifth South and Bountiful. Brands you know it. Prices you'll love.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Utah is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Utah wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/utahvotes. That's aarp.org/utahvotes. Paid for by AARP.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
Want to say thank you to those that always take the time to reach out to us and just let us know you're out there on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. We love you to join the conversation at 57500. KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, Doug Wright and the Movie Show Gang coming up at 9. They'll be with you till noon, of course, to review the new streaming and entertainment options this weekend. Second, you'll want to check back during Utah's noon news for the latest on that crash that has closed I-15 southbound in Davis County. They'll also break in immediately anytime with urgent updates about the shutdowns or the miles-long backups. And third, KSL Unrivaled will get you prepared for BYU football coming up tomorrow night here on the home of the Cougars. Alex and Scott will be on tonight from 7 to 9, and our pregame coverage for BYU-Texas State begins tomorrow night at 6. That means the kickoff shortly after 8 o'clock. On KSL News Radio. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With just 11 days until Election Day, the two major presidential candidates made their closing arguments to voters in last night's debate.
President Trump, with the first question, defending his administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic, which has now killed more than 220,000 Americans.
We closed up the greatest economy in the world in order to fight this horrible disease that came from China. It's a worldwide pandemic.
Joe Biden, with a strong rebuke of Trump, promising if elected, his administration will do things differently.
I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
Andrew Dimbert, ABC News, New York.
But for 48 million Americans, the debate won't affect their vote. That's because they've already cast their ballots, a 700% increase in early voting since 2016. New coronavirus cases up 32% in the last 2 weeks. Starting tonight in Chicago, a 10 p.m. curfew to try to stop the spread. And new urgency in Texas.
The mayor of El Paso can't declare a state of emergency, but he effectively did just that. Closed down the city parks. He begged people to stay indoors, begged them to wear a mask yesterday. And what we're seeing there is a massive increase, a 450% just over the past couple of weeks in daily new cases. ICUs are beyond capacity at this point. They're putting four people to a room. The state of Texas now recognizing the dire situation. They're sending in over 700 medical professionals by the weekend, five ambulances and hospital beds.
ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman overseas to Libya. The UN saying the two sides in Libyan military talks have agreed to a permanent ceasefire. Libya split between a UN-supported government in the capital, Tripoli, and rival authorities based in the east. Turkey, all U.S. diplomatic facilities closed after the U.S. mission there issued a security alert, warning it's received credible reports of a potential terrorist attack and kidnappings against U.S. citizens and foreign nationals in Istanbul. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Thousands of people in neighboring Colorado are evacuated right now as two of the largest fires in the state's history continue to burn. We get the latest from ABC's Clayton Sandell.
Overnight, raging infernos making parts of Colorado look like another planet. Wildfires igniting hundreds of thousands of acres at an alarming rate. The East Troublesome Fire is now the second largest in Colorado history, burning 100,000 acres in a single day, second in size only to the massive Cameron Peak Fire just 12 short miles away.
That's really unheard of for a fire in this part of the world in timber.
Thousands of people have evacuated mountain towns west of Denver. High winds and dry conditions creating a perfect storm.
You can see behind me here, the fire is in the trees. The firefighters call this crowning. And when that happens in these conditions, the fire is virtually unstoppable.
The fire's now burning into Rocky Mountain National Park. It is now closed. People are evacuating as emergency vehicles race the other way. Firefighters are on the defense, resources stretched thin by a record-setting fire season.
As of right now, we know that there are structures lost. To the extent, I have no idea.
Now, the good news is, over the weekend, we're expecting much colder temperatures here and up to a foot of snow in the fire zone that firefighters hope will stop these flames in their tracks.
Boy, the plumes of smoke from that, I don't know if you've seen the video coverage, any of the television coverage of it, just incredible. And hopefully Mother Nature is going to do her part to tamp that down over the next couple of days, certainly over the weekend. We'll follow it on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 819, it's Emergency Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. I just saw something being moved out of the way there, Andy.
Yeah, in fact, I'm watching some traffic go by now, so it's going to be 10 a.m. before they have it all cleaned up, but it looks like they're just now starting to allow a couple of lanes to go past the earlier semi-fire southbound I-15 in Farmington. So a lot of people are still being forced onto, I guess they're not forced anymore, but a lot of people are still going on to Legacy Parkway. But those of you who are at the front end of the backups can now actually make the choice to stay on the freeway or go to Legacy, either one. So that's really some good news, because the delays go all the way back to almost Hillfield Road, and it's been taking people upwards of an hour to 2 hours in the backups. Eric?
We may have a crash over in Murray, northbound I-15, because we've got some delays leading up to the 5300 south exit. Again, that's northbound. The delays don't go all the way back to the south interchange just yet, but that could happen if this persists. I-15 in Utah County, no problems right now, northbound from Provo up to Lehigh. Heather?
Well, no other accidents reported in the Salt Lake Valley. Right now, you've got good speeds on the east and west side belt routes, the 201 freeway, and on I-80 if you want to go up into the mountains toward Park City. The city streets are in pretty good shape as well, just a little bit of congestion from time to time on Bangor Highway. Get away to Logan. Colors in the valley are bright and beautiful. Ideal temperatures for hiking, fishing, and golf, giant corn mazes, and other family fun. Visit ExploreLogan.com for hot getaway deals. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen Van Dyke has your 7-day forecast. Better get your winter coat out, it looks like.
Thanks, guys. 7-day forecast. Temperatures in the 50s today, and we'll hit 60 tomorrow before the cold front Saturday night. That will bring in a chance for some showers and breezy conditions. And by Sunday, a high of only 40 degrees. By Sunday night, temperatures fall into the mid-20s. And then we go back up to the 40s on Monday and Tuesday afternoon for highs, and lows again on Tuesday in the 20s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
As that sun comes up, temperatures down a bit. 33 in Salt Lake.
Burgess Owens is running to represent us in Congress, but his record should make Utahns run in the other direction. Owens said he'd repeal our health care, throwing over 200,000 Utah residents off their health care, and ending health care protections for people with pre-existing conditions, like asthma or cancer. And while Utah families are still suffering from increased cancer rates due to decades of nuclear testing in Nevada, Owens called for restarting nuclear testing. That's right. Owens said he absolutely supported it. But that's not all. Owens has a decades-long history of bad judgment, filing for bankruptcy 6 times across multiple states and hundreds of thousands in unpaid taxes. The record is clear. Utah should run from Burgess Owens. Paid for by House Majority PAC. TheHouseMajorityPAC.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Is your teen often worried, getting stuck in their head, been bullied or rejected, or has experienced depression? There's an exciting new clinical trial at the University of Utah testing a new focused therapy treatment to prevent depression relapse and help teenagers stay healthy. This treatment does not involve medication or a need to change any treatment that your teen is currently receiving in order to be part of this research. This study is for teens between the ages of 14 and 17 who have a history of feeling sad or irritable. Participation in this study would involve a brain scan using fMRI technology. Your teen will get to keep images from the scans and a 3D model of their brain. The study also involves meeting with a clinician and a possibility of 10 free weekly treatment sessions using techniques to reduce worry and overthinking with an experienced clinician. Parents and adolescents will be compensated for their participation. If you're interested, please call 385-313-0039. That's 385-313-0039.
Here's what we have in Utah. An attorney general firm in conviction. Someone tough who doesn't back down from the big fights. Who leads when others won't. Sean Reyes is standing shoulder to shoulder with the men and women of law enforcement, fighting any attempt to defund the police. And Sean Reyes is endorsed by the Utah Fraternal Order of Police, who called him, quote, a well-known vocal advocate for cops and their families. Sean Reyes is working to stop burdensome job-killing regulations to jumpstart the economy, working tirelessly with Utah job creators to expand opportunities for Utahns. Sean Reyes is a leader and international voice in the fight against human trafficking. Just last year, he prosecuted a politician in a three-state adoption fraud scheme. Here in Utah, we have Attorney General Sean Reyes, and he's working tirelessly to keep us safe.
Paid for by Ragga Utah PAC, authorized by Friends of Sean Reyes.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now, 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Target says they're implementing new safety measures for the shopping season. The company is adding contactless self-checkout to stores and working on technology that allows shoppers to skip lines altogether. The latest iPhone hit shelves today, but just like everything else in 2020, today's launch is different. Apple doesn't want big lines outside their stores, so they have a reservation system in place where you get notified of when you should come to the store counter to get your new phone. And Burger King says it's testing out reusable cups and burger containers for dine-in customers. Here's how it works. It is a voluntary program, by the way, but if you want to help cut down on waste, you'll get your orders in the hard-sided packaging, and once you've finished your meal, you return the packaging to the counter for a small refund. That means dishwashers are going to be in order. Maybe some new jobs created there at Burger King. Let's see how the markets are doing an hour into the trading day. And it is mixed this morning. The Dow now down about 9 points. The S&P headed the other way, but not by much. We're up 4. The NASDAQ is down 0.25% or 29 points this hour. We'll get another look at that situation on southbound I-15 at Park Lane coming up in a minute with your triple team traffic. So make sure you stay with us in this hour, by the way, that is sponsored by our friends at Durden's in Bountiful. That means Todd Hall joins us. And one of the things I've always loved about Durden's, the times I've been in the store, Todd, is that you're not getting a guy that specializes in hammer and nails trying to tell you the difference between microwaves or refrigerators.
No, we're here to help you. And we are pretty proud of our website, but there does come a point where everything just becomes a confusing sea of stainless steel rectangles. And that's why we have trained appliance experts here. But it's also why we have all the live kitchens we do. We've got 8 live kitchens, so you can try the equipment, fire it up, see how it's going to work in your kitchen, see if it fits your cooking style and your budget.
You mentioned the website. You actually have web chats available for people, too, if they want to do a little exploring on different models and then have somebody in the store help them with their decision.
Absolutely. So if you want to people are just shopping differently now. And if you want to begin your exploration process on the website, ask us a few questions. We'll be happy to do it. If that's all you need, we can take the order over the internet. We can take the order over the phone. We can help you through your discussion. And of course, we're always happy to see you in the showroom.
The main message today is that just like some of the other reporting we've had, deals like your Thanksgiving rebates and rebates from GE, Bosch, and some of the other big names out there are being expanded, and I think you're actually starting them right now, aren't you?
We are. Our November rebates that you're typically going to see, you know, only on those big holiday periods, they're open now all the way through the end of November. We may not be able to get exactly the model you want, but you can get your rebates. So up to $2,000 on GE Cafe and Profile, up to $4,500 on Monogram and rebates. Bosch's are $1,500. The timing's great, and we don't need to rush because we've got plenty of time. Any time between now and the end of November, these rebates are open. Enjoy it. Shop how you want to shop.
And by the way, if anybody questions whether you can give them the best price, the answer is?
The answer is we're going to match all the big box stores. We hope you'll like a small town store better, but we'll never ask you to pay more.
Tell them where you find you there in Bountiful.
We're at 5th South in Bountiful. Brands you know it. Prices you'll love.
829. Let's see if it's still an emergency triple team traffic situation on I-15 southbound. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. You did say, Andy, things are starting to move through there, right?
Yes. So what they've done is they've opened up two lanes on southbound I-15. Normally there would be four there, the HOV and then three other lanes. They've got the HOV and the far left lane open. And then you can still go to Legacy Parkway or Park Lane. But the crash cleanup continues, and they may have to do some road repair where the semi caught fire. The thing right now is that you've still got lane restrictions. So the backups are still all the way back into Layton, and it's still going to take you over an hour to get through all of those delays. The good news is that now you can stay on the freeway if you choose. But because of the lane restrictions, it's not going to clear up as quickly as if everything was reopened in the area. Highway 89 continues to be backed up southbound from SR 193 all the way down to Cherry Lane. But it looks like the I-84 delays we had approaching the 89 exit are gone. Eric?
Looks like we do have a crash approaching 5300 South in Murray, and that's the reason for the delays. Northbound side starting to back up to the south interchange has got a couple of left lanes blocked there. I-15 in Utah County looking good from Provo up to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes drive time there, and then through Draper and Sandy, it looks just fine until you get to that accident-related delay. Heather?
The rest of the Salt Lake commute is looking really good, especially if you're on the east or west side belt routes. I-80 to the airport or out into the mountains are a good option for you, and no problems on the 201 freeway this morning. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen's back with a look at a normal day for once.
For today, partly sunny skies, temperatures still a little cool in the mid-50s. Then tonight, mostly clear, down to 39 degrees. For your Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, highs in the low 60s before the next cold front hits. That will drop our temperatures by Sunday with highs in the low 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30, and in Salt Lake City, 33 degrees.
Big delays on South 15, although they've opened a couple of lanes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Emergency traffic conditions.
That's where we start this half hour. That situation in Davis County where traffic has begun to move now along I-15 southbound after a tractor-trailer fire this morning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest. Mary.
Yeah, Tim, that tractor-trailer was carrying frozen food and it caught fire around midnight. And they're thinking the road could take a while to fix. UDOT spokesman Zach Whitney says crews have been cleaning up the truck first.
After they clean up, they're going to have to evaluate for damage. A lot of times when you have a vehicle fire, this kind of intensity, there is some sort of damage to the pavement.
Now, once they evaluate that damage, they'll know better how long they have those lane closures for repairs. Right now, they were saying about 10 a.m., but that could change. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Andy's still in the KSL Traffic Center with more on the long delays getting through Davis County.
Yeah, and it's southbound 15 from Layton to Farmington. We heard from one traffic trooper it took him an hour and a half to get from Layton to Legacy, and that was when he arrived there at 8 o'clock. That was a half hour ago. For many of you who've been in the backups, it's been even longer than that. But a little bit of relief now. They've got two lanes open to the left of where the semi was on fire, and they're still allowing people to exit at Park Lane and onto Legacy. So That will help with the backups, but it's not going to clear them out as quickly as we'd like because there are still lane restrictions on I-15 going through Farmington. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And, of course, we'll get another triple team check of traffic and weather together coming up at 8:39 here on Utah's Morning News.
Your voice, your vote, the presidential debates.
The debates are over, and the presidential candidates are returning to the campaign trail today. Last night's debate turned out to be a more productive one than the first. Andrew Dimbert begins our team coverage from ABC News with more on immigration.
With families separated at the border, Trump and Biden pointing the finger at one another.
They built cages. You know, they used to say, I built the cages. And then it was determined they were built. In 2014, that was him.
Who built the cages,
Joe?
Let's talk about what we're talking about. What happened? Parents were ripped, their kids were ripped from their arms.
Andrew Dimbert, ABC News, New York.
Joe Biden focused on the pandemic and criticized President Trump's response to it earlier this year.
He said, don't worry, it's going to go away. Be gone by Easter. Don't worry. The warm weather. Don't worry. Maybe inject bleach. He said he was kidding when he said that, but a lot of people thought it was serious. A whole range of things the president has said. Even today, he thinks we are in control. We're about to lose 200,000 more people.
One of the more interesting exchanges came on race relations.
I am the least racist person in this room.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire.
I didn't say I'm Abraham Lincoln. I said not since Abraham Lincoln has anybody done what I've done for the black community. Now, you have done nothing other than the crime bill, which put...
Oh, God.
Most analysts agree President Trump was able to make a better case for himself and his record with a more toned-down approach. ABC's political analyst Steve Roberts has more on Biden's strategy.
Biden's strength, and I think this is how he planned it, was not to really focus on issues, but to focus on character. When he looked at the audience and said, you know who he is and you know who I am, that's the essence of what Joe Biden is trying to say to the American people. It's a question of character, and that's the advantage that he has over President Trump right now in all of the polls.
Coming up on KSL, a man who pleaded guilty to the murder of a U of U student will learn his fate today in court. And we'll get that look at triple team traffic.
Bumper to bumper, late into Farmington, but we do have two lanes open on the freeway now going down past Lagoon, so that should help, but not there yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Just 10 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You learn a lot about somebody in a combat zone, especially when you're getting shot at.
I served 7 years in two wars, representing our nation on behalf of the State Department. I learned it's one thing to serve at 40,000 feet and another with boots on the ground.
My name is Lieutenant General Larry Nicholson. I'm the former commanding general of the 1st Marine Division. And having served side by side with Cale Weston in combat, I can tell you that he is precisely the person we need in the halls of Congress. Cale Weston is a man of impeccable character and great integrity. I know what he believes in, and I know what he stands for.
I'm running for Congress because experience has shown me bad policy can get people killed.
For his service, Cale Weston was given the Award for Heroism, one of the highest medals from our U.S. State Department.
I'm Cale Weston, and I approve this message, paid for by Weston 2020.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW-CARS, cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
KSL News Time now, 8:38. A man who's pleading guilty to the murder of a University of Utah student will formally hear his sentence today. We get the details from KSL TV's Brittany Tate.
It was 16 months ago that Mackenzie Lewick was murdered, and today Ayula Ajayi will hear the words in court, life in prison with no parole. He was in court earlier this month. He pleaded guilty to aggravated murder and abuse, as well as desecration of a body.
In exchange for his guilty plea, several other felony charges against Ajayi include possession of child pornography. Those are being dropped. With so many isolated because of the coronavirus, mental health professionals are worried that more kids might be thinking about suicide.
Dr. Greg Hudnall with Hope for Utah says the number of kids here who've tried to take their own life has doubled in recent years.
The youngest suicide I've worked with is a fourth grader who took his life. The youngest that I have on record that has attempted is a kindergartner. So we're seeing it much younger than we ever have in the past.
At Intermountain Healthcare's Mental Health Night Thursday, Dr. Hudnall said isolation, which is only getting worse with COVID, is the biggest factor in suicides. Bullying and worrying about school are problems too. But he says talking with your kids and getting professional help are good ways to prevent future tragedies. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A member of the Salt Lake City Board of Education has filed a complaint against three other board members. Michael Nemelka says his colleagues bullied and manipulated the others through emails and texts to keep Salt Lake schools closed to in-person learning. He says they should resign. None of the board members cited in the complaint returned request for any comments. KSL News Time is 8:39. Emergency triple team traffic has been a habit this morning, unfortunately, and it's a look brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Still bad, but getting better, Andy.
Yeah, we've got some hope in sight now for drivers who've been stuck in this for an hour to 2 hours. We've got two left lanes open now at Park Lane and Farmington. So southbound I-15, they're going to force you to the two left lanes, or you can still exit at Legacy Parkway or Park Lane if you'd like. The delays continue to stretch all the way back to Layton Parkway. But again, now it's moving, and those of you who are at the back end of the delays are going to start to move a little bit more consistently than you have up until now. Southbound Highway 89, though, still ugly between SR 193 and Cherry Lane in Layton, and then some additional delays coming up on 200 North in Kaysville. Eric?
Looks good. Northbound I-15 from Provo all the way up to about 7200 south. And then we've got some delays. And this is because of an accident that happened near 5300 south in Murray. It's starting to break up a little bit, but you still have it northbound right at the south interchange and approaching that 53rd south exit. Heather?
We're looking pretty good. The rest of the Salt Lake Valley, you shouldn't have any problems if you're making your way on city streets or the major freeways. And if you're trying to get into the mountains, I-80 looks very nice right now to Park City, or the reverse from Park City into the Salt Lake Valley. This year has had enough surprises. Make sure your furnace isn't one of them. Have it inspected by a licensed contractor, ensuring it runs safely and efficiently all winter. A message from Dominion Energy. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Got another pretty morning for you, but you better take a jacket along, and you'll actually need a pretty heavy coat by the weekend.
For today, partly sunny skies, a high of 55 degrees. Then tonight, mostly clear down to 39. Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, highs in the low 60s before the next front hits Saturday night. And that will bring in a chance for showers and a big drop in temperature Sunday with a high of 40. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in Salt Lake City, barely above the freezing mark, 33 degrees, but still plenty of sunshine. Coming up in just a moment, well, it's Movie Show Friday, and it looks like Borat is being Borat. And this time in the crosshairs is Rudy Giuliani. Doug and Steve will be here at the top of the hour, but we'll take a look at some of what was said today about this new movie that is on Amazon, if I understand correctly. We'll talk about it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning. Amanda Dixon with The Morning Off. Tim Hughes here at KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. I want to take a minute to tell you about our friends at Superior Water and Air, who can do so many things for your family. It's one of the reasons why we don't just call them plumbers. We call them your safe, essential service provider, whether that means installing a generator in your home that's going to make sure the next time there is a power outage for winter weather or fires or just about anything, earthquakes. We've had a few of those this year. They can take care of it. Air scrubbers that will help filter the air for you and your family. If you've got family members that have allergies or asthma, they take care of all your furnace and air needs, of course, but also water heaters. They probably have installed more water heaters than anyone else in Utah, and for good reason. There are never any surprises with Superior Water and Air. The quote they give you is the price you will pay on the way out the door. The one thing they want to make sure of is that your family is happy, and whatever the problem is, whether it was a leaky faucet or something even more important, that you're going to be taken care of, and what you're paying for, of course, is a little peace of mind. Now is not the time for gimmicks and games or to fall for an offer that just sounds too good to be true. Call and make Superior Water and Air your safe, essential service provider. You can reach them at 801-974-9090 or find them online at superiorwaterandair.com.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduce laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held, rode 53 miles on the clean air bike tour, and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
Rescue, redemption, recovery, reentry. That's what happens at the rescue mission of Salt Lake City.
My name's India.
My name is Kelly.
So I was a heroin addict.
I was living in my car.
And I decided it was time that I got help.
You don't know what to expect.
The rescue mission of Salt Lake does not accept any federal, state, or city funding. Everything is wholly supported through your generous tax-deductible contributions, along with donations of our friends and supporters.
You have a bed. You have a shower. We get everything that we need.
87% of every dollar goes to the rescue mission services. The other 13%, hard costs to run the mission building itself.
Like, I have that hope now.
Thank goodness.
From the recovery program to a place to lay your head at night, and meals served every morning, afternoon, and evening all year long, as well as food boxes for families in need. The rescue mission needs our help.
Like a new life, that newfound hope.
That's what I'm grateful for.
Find out how at rescuesaltlake.org.
Hey, if you haven't already downloaded the KSL News Radio app, make today the day you do it. It's going to come in handy for so many things, and all of the late-breaking information you need or access to a podcast with one of your favorite programs on KSL you may have missed right there at your fingertips. Download it wherever you get your apps these days, powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, Doug Wright and the Movie Show Gang coming up at the top of the hour. They'll be with you till noon to review the new streaming and entertainment options for the weekend. Second, check back during Utah's noon news for the latest on that truck fire that had I-15 southbound in Davis County closed. We'll also break in immediately anytime with urgent updates of that shutdown, which is now moving again, which is good news. And third, KSL Unrivaled will get you prepared for the BYU football game tomorrow night. Alex and Scott will be on tonight from 7 to 9, and then our pregame coverage for BYU-Texas State begins tomorrow night at 6, with kickoff set for 8:15 on KSL News Radio. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Your voice, your vote. In their final debate, President Trump and Joe Biden, with fewer interruptions, but there were still some heated moments, as ABC's Marcy Gonzalez.
90 minutes focused on six main topics.
On the issue of race, Mr. President, you've described the Black Lives Matter movement as a symbol of hate. What do you say to Americans who are concerned by that rhetoric?
I don't know what to say. I'm the least racist person in this room.
He pours fuel on every single racist fire. Every single one.
This debate, a contrast to the last, with contentious but far less chaotic exchanges.
ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Both campaigns very happy with their performance, able to look on the other side of this and say they got their message delivered effectively.
And the candidates now on the campaign trail, Mr. Trump in Florida today, Mr. Biden speaking from Delaware. With continuing coverage, the final presidential debate. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Rudy Giuliani claims that his appearance in a new movie is, quote, a complete fabrication. It's the new Borat movie, and it was released on Amazon overnight. And in it, there's a scene where Giuliani and an actress posing as a conservative news reporter. Now, Giuliani says he was taking his microphone off because he figured something was awry and was tucking in his pants. The video shows him leaning back on a hotel bed in a potentially compromising position. Borat creator and star Sacha Baron Cohen and the actress who played the reporter both spoke to Good Morning America today.
Well, I would say that if the president's lawyer found what he did there appropriate behavior, then heaven knows what he's done with other female journalists in hotel rooms. And I just urge everyone to watch the movie. It is what it is. He did what he did. And make your own mind up. It was pretty clear to us.
Maria, did you want to add anything?
I'm happy. I'm want to thank you that I was sure that you were going to save me from everything.
Well, I was actually, I was quite concerned for her during the scene. I was in we'd built a hideaway that I was hiding in during the entire scene. So I was monitoring it by text, but, you know, it's my responsibility as a producer as well to ensure that the lead actor is looked after.
Well, Maria, did you feel unsafe? Because it sounds like you were implying that you did.
No, that's what I'm saying, that I've always felt safe with our team, with our crew, with Sasha in my corner. I actually never felt that I've been in danger. That's why I'm lucky, because I had them.
I can't wait to see what Doug and Steve have to say about this one. Coming up on the movie show after the top of the hour and how many stars, if any, the new Borat movie might get. And there's your in-depth at 15 and 45. It's 8:49. Let's see how the roads are doing this morning. Still an emergency situation. We'll find out. Brought to you by Mount America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, it's still emergency. You still got delays all the way from Layton through Farmington. But between the Kaysville border and the Park Lane exit, which is where you'll get into the left lane restrictions, it is moving a little more consistently now. Not going to see the full speed limit for a while yet, but at this point, you probably don't need to rush over to your alternate route quite as quickly. You've got southbound delays on 89 from SR 193 all the way down to Cherry Lane in Farmington, and then you get a break and then some more backups near 200 North in Kaysville. That's on Highway 89. Eric?
No problems now. Northbound I-15 between Midvale and Murray did have a crash earlier, causing delays on the northbound side because of that was at 5300 South. But that's gone. So are the slowdowns. Right now, you're looking good. 20 minutes northbound from Provo to a point of the mountain. Another 20 minutes to get to downtown Salt Lake. Heather?
Looks pretty good through the rest of the Salt Lake Valley. No trains slowing you down right now over on 5600 West. So you've got a good commute between the 201 and I-80 West freeways. You're also looking good coming out of Twillah County on I-80. No problems on the east or west side belt routes. And I haven't heard of any accidents on the city streets right now in the valley as well. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are Ogden's flooring scary low prices this October on all flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. A quick look at the 7-day forecast. You better have that winter coat handy to start next week.
Thanks, guys. 7-day forecast. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s today, 60 tomorrow before the cold front hits tomorrow evening. That will bring in a chance for some showers, potentially a rain-snow mix. Not a lot of moisture, though, with this system. And then on Sunday, what you'll really notice, the big drop in temperatures, a high of 40 degrees and a widespread freeze Sunday night down into the 20s, a high of 42 on Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in Salt Lake City, still with the sunshine, 34 degrees. And coming up in Money News, I guess there's two ways to look at this if you're an Uber or a Lyft driver. California passes a law, I guess it actually won a court case, an appeals court, that will change things for Uber drivers in California, but may also lead to those jobs going away if the companies pull out of California. We'll share that with you coming up next. Todd Hall is back with us this hour of Utah's Morning News, sponsored by our friends at Durden's. And good news for everybody this morning, Todd, that your Thanksgiving rebates are going on now. They don't have to wait for a Black Friday.
No, you don't. We're doing our we're doing all of our Thanksgiving sales right now, and you can go now anytime really through the end of November. We're trying not to pack the stores and give people plenty of time to shop deliberately in the pace that you want to shop.
So we'll call it early voting on your favorite appliance.
Oh, there we go.
Your store hours have changed a little bit because you want to make sure everybody, when they do come in the store, is safe, right?
Yeah, so we're 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. That gives us time to sanitize every surface, make the place safe for the following day. And we are still offering full service delivery, full service installs throughout all of this.
We haven't talked about this yet this hour, but I think it's maybe one of the most important things, and the stability and the longevity of Durden's in Bountiful speaks for itself. But helping and working with a local store really has so many benefits.
Yeah, and we've been around since 1957. So, you know, we're part of the community, and we're really proud of that. But we also understand it's a competitive market, and we buy just like the national chains, and we're willing to price match Home Depot, Sears, RC Willie, Best Buy, Lowe's, and our prices will be competitive with any of the national chains.
And by the way, when companies like GE or Bosch come out with rebates, you get those same rebates for your customers too.
Absolutely. You know, right now, GE's offering up to $2,000 in rebates on Profile and Cafe packages, up to $4,500 on Monogram. Bosch is offering up to $1,500 in rebates. So it's a great time to shop, put the package together of exactly what you want that fits your kitchen, your cooking, and your budget.
Well, and here's the other thing. You do offer people the opportunity to have some hands-on experience, and you have real experts that can help people figure out the differences between models and makes.
Absolutely. We have appliance experts, but we also have live kitchens where you can try these models, see them in a live environment, and figure out what's going to be right for you.
All right, Todd, I'm so glad we connected today. Don't miss out on these great deals that are going on right now with extended rebates as well. Only one place to find you.
Fifth South and Bountiful. Brands you know it. Prices you'll love.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse ED, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're finally treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results to your intimacy. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Let's get your love life back. 801-901-8000.
It's all treats and no tricks at Minky Couture. Treat yourself to a Halloween-themed blanket or pillowcase. They're scary cute. Visit Minky Couture at their new store in Sugar House. Minky Couture, best gift ever.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. A California appeals court says that Uber and Lyft must reclassify their drivers as employees rather than independent contractors. If the new rules are enforced, the rideshare companies say they will have to eliminate thousands of jobs because they'll then be forced to pay for additional employee benefits. We'll see how the markets are doing here as we get ready to wrap up the morning. The Dow still down about 32 points. The S&P is up 1 and the NASDAQ down 43.
We're on the phone with Jake from Magellan HCM, Human Capital Management, and you guys shop everywhere for health insurance for folks. You know, with employers providing health insurance, it just makes sense that they shop for their employees because, after all, they are spending their employees' money, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Almost every employer in Utah shares in the cost of employee benefits with their employees. yet employees have almost no control over what benefits are being offered or even what the cost of those benefits are. But by shopping your plan with every licensed carrier in Utah, you're ensuring that your employees are getting the most out of each premium dollar that they're being asked to spend.
So does the employer have to make you their broker if they just shop with you anyway?
Nope, they absolutely don't. We understand that most employers have long-standing relationships with their current broker, so we don't require them to make us their broker to shop their plan.
Okay, so then I have to ask you, Jake, what's in it for Magellan?
You know, that's a great question. We are a full-service brokerage. So in the rare scenario where you don't feel like you're getting the service out of your broker that you need, we can certainly step in and be your broker. But in most situations, you're happy with your broker. Oftentimes, we can work with your broker and offer additional HR technology and support, which can help him or her become a better broker and offer you a better experience as the client.
And as a client, if I shopped last year and I'm pretty satisfied, why should I have to shop or should I shop this year?
Insurance carriers have always had different appetites for different markets, and those appetites change all the time. COVID-19 has impacted those appetites more than we've seen in 20 years. If ever there was a time to get carriers competing for your business, it's now. But time is running out. You need to be doing it in the next month or so.
And how do we get a hold of you, Jake?
You can get a hold of us by going to our website at shopmyplan.com or by texting insurance to 57500.
After 50 years in business, Century Lighting is closing their doors. Through November 30th, save 60% on all items in stock. Visit Century Lighting in Ogden Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Did you know that there are 6 deputy mayors in Salt Lake County, many of which are making hundreds of thousands every year? Meanwhile, the county just increased your taxes by 8%, and the Salt Lake County budget has increased by over 50% in 5 years. It's larger than Clark County, home to Las Vegas, despite having half their population. That money needs to be invested.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.